Greetings, friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. It is a three-blog night. Yes, this is the third one for today. It's necessary. What just happened is this is a very dark day in history, and I don't say that to give hype or to be overly melodramatic. No joke. This is serious. Mr. Donald Trump, whom I call Donald Caesar, showed his true colors tonight during the middle of this, quote, health emergency. He is just this evening at his press conference that was just concluded a few minutes ago, threatened to dismiss Congress so he could pull off a recess appointment, a mass pile of recess appointments, and a recess appointment is appointing judges to the witch's court. Isn't that lovely? Donald Caesar just claimed that under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, that he has the authority to dismiss Congress so he can appoint without any congressional approval. Not that it's going to matter, not that these judges aren't corrupt either way, and so are the people in Congress that are confirming these judges to their position on the bench. The whole thing's corrupt. I don't know if this is good or bad. No, it's bad, because this sets a precedent for future actions similarly that may sound really good. And this one doesn't even sound good. It's not like there's something here that's attractive. Oh, well, okay, great. Look what we're going to accomplish by this executive order dissolving Congress, at least temporarily. And if it's a temporary dissolution, that's as good as a permanent one. You might as well. If you're going to take it for a day, you've took it for 100 years. Okay, there's no difference, because it sets the precedent. It initiates an action that we can never reverse if we let this happen. So, under Article 2, Section 3, he's claiming he can dissolve Congress to appoint, not do anything really good for this. What is appointing 400 judges more to the witch's court? And I believe the number was 480 plus. What is appointing almost 500 witches to the idiotic witch's court, which is completely closed down? The one good thing that's coming out of the toilet paper virus is the witch's court is shut down. Yay! That's awesome. But no, he's going to suspend Congress so he can appoint almost 500 new witches to the highest court levels. They're not being replaced. It's not like, well, this one's leaving, so we got to get a new one in there to do more witch's court garbage, statutory admiralty, UCC uniform commercial code, garbage enforcement on the American people at the point of a gun, totally usurping our Constitution, totally usurping the common law and everything this country was founded upon. So it's not even like you could say, well, we got to replace that judge because the position will be vacant. And then what are we going to do? Ooh, what if someone really commits a crime? It'll be a rare case and almost unheard of now. Everybody's locked at home. The last time in the world that we need 500 new witches going into the witches' court, this is what we're getting, and going to suspend Congress over it? Have we lost our minds? I haven't, but I know some people who seriously have. And to say that it is lawful for the president to suspend Congress so he can appoint almost 500 of his favorite witches to the witches' court has reached a new level of insanity. And I knew it would sink to these depths. I mean, I could see this coming. But, of course, I've been screaming about this as Eric the Freedom Screamer. Been screaming about the witches' court for years. Go back to the National Liberty Alliance. Go back to the Republic Broadcasting Network archives. Eric the Freedom Screamer. Hagman and Hagman. I've been on a variety of broad platforms. And I've been screaming about this for a long time. Beware. Watch out. The powers of the court. Everything else they're going to do is going to be a cover for this. And sure enough, under the cover of a virus that's semi-dangerous to some people, we're going to suspend Congress so Donald Caesar can appoint 500 witches to the witches' court. The high-level ones, federal, appellate, these are the witches that are going to be locking up the patriots if they decide that A, they want to take their county and their neighborhoods back. B, assert sovereignty over their own food and firearms. C, gather in groups to protest the actions that the government are taking to lock us all down permanently. Julius Cuomo of New York is now saying the only way we're all going to be perfectly safe is a vaccine, and that's not going to be ready for 18 months. So the governor of New York and his crew of communists are going to decide, and he said this, we'll have to decide which businesses are essential enough to open up. Now think about that. What's the standard? Who's going to decide? You telling me somebody's not going to look down on a political adversary and say, nah, you're not going to open up. I wouldn't want you to be any stronger than you are. We'll let my buddies over here open up, though. We'll just deem them essential. You're not. You are. You are. You're not. You are. You're not. You're not. You are. Just go right down the line and let some dictator tell you who's going to be open for business. People, this is bad. Oh, and one other very scary thing took place tonight. Another prediction I've been making is they're coming for the food supply. This is all gearing up to grab the farms and grab the food, which is already appearing in short supply. We have 150,000 gallons of milk being dumped right up the road from where I live, and 2 miles away from that farm that's dumping the milk, the shelves are empty, and there's no whole milk on the shelf at all at Shop and Save. While the farmer right down the street is dumping the milk on the ground, he tried to give it away for free. Department of Ag and Markets for New York State, those communists stepped in and said, nope, you can't give away the food. So tonight, Donald Caesar brought forth someone from the Department of Agriculture, a man with a southern accent. And this was the first time I've heard somebody from the Ag Department, federal or state, get up and say anything at all. And he got up there and reassured everybody that the food supply chain is in good shape and our food is secure, safe, and plentiful, and the stores are getting stocked, and the reports that you see or reports that you hear and what you see with your own eyes, which is empty shelves, oh, that's just a problem because we didn't coordinate properly shifting all the stuff from the institutions that are closed down over to the grocery stores. They got to repackage everything apparently, but everything's okay. No problem. Well, I don't know about that, folks. I got a call from a farmer today, a very reliable man, well-known. You probably consume some of his product if you live in upstate New York. Certified organic with the state. Really good guy and very credible. And he said that FEMA, through some executive order that I have not confirmed yet, but according to him, FEMA now has more power than the president and is taking control, is claiming that they can take control of the food supply at any time they want to. So be ready for exactly what happened with the ventilators, which is the federal FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the National Guard, to come start stealing food, where they were stealing personal protective equipment before from hospitals. And I got on the blog a week or two ago and said, hey, let's look out. The National Guard has reportedly just showed up at hospitals locally, and the governor announced this, that he was doing it. He said, I'm going to use the National Guard to take personal protective equipment from hospitals upstate that don't need it and steal it and bring it to New York City. So thanks a lot, National Guard people, bunch of thieves and pirates. Anybody want to look up the penalty for piracy, treason, sedition, and insurrection? The National Guard just committed it, and we're going to turn everything over to them? Boy, that's a recipe for disaster. This is why people hang on to your guns, hang on to your freedom, hang on tight, because what's coming is next for the food, because there is a problem with the food supply. Three different farms in this area are dumping 150,000 gallons of milk every other day on the ground. Okay, that's just in this immediate area, very close to where I live. I believe it was Friendship, New York, Cuba, New York, and there was a third one that's escaping me. I don't have a list in front of me. There were three. I have the names of the farms. I'll bring this out next time I'm on the blog. But it was three farms. Let's see if I can dig that up while I'm on. So we had three farms dumping. And now this is every other day. So three times a week, maybe four times a week, they're dumping hundreds of thousands of gallons. Each one dumping 150,000 gallons. And I'm going to see if I can find the names of these farms just so I can back up with some, so people know that what we're hearing here is real information. There was a, you can go right to Barney Farms in Wellsville, New York, has a video of it. B-A-R-N-E-Y, Barney Farms. I spoke to the man. He's a really nice guy. He was dumping him forced because there were the supply chain, because the institutions were closed, the market was down, even though they couldn't get the milk for some odd reason, they couldn't just take the milk to the grocery store in the same packaging. Here it is, Boxler Farms in Varysburg, 150,000 gallons, Broughton Farms in Silver Springs, New York, Mallard's in Cuba. And add to that the one I just mentioned, Barney. So that's four, dumping between 50 and 150,000, each farm, dumping between 50 and 150,000 gallons of milk, depending on how big their operation is. Usually a bigger operation is 100 to 200,000 gallons, about 150,000. 150,000 gallons of milk every other day dumped on the ground. And meanwhile, the New York State Communist Agriculture and Markets Department that's supposed to be looking out for everybody's well-being is telling people, nope, you can't give that milk away. You have to dump it on the ground. And meanwhile, and I walked into Shop and Save just the other day to see what the milk supply was, and sure enough, there wasn't 1 gallon of whole milk on the shelf, and all the rest of the 2% and the 1% were depleted by about two-thirds. So the milk supply on the shelf was woefully empty. I walked in Dollar General once about 10 days ago, and their supply of milk was completely empty, totally nothing. So it's not going well with the food supply, people. So I kind of combined a few things in this blog here, but I wanted to get it out there that this is a very important day in history. It's been a long time since Abraham Lincoln, I believe, or was it FDR? FDR declared a state of emergency, but he didn't suspend Congress, if I'm not mistaken. Abraham Lincoln did. And he had Congress people arrested, and which he had no right to do. So we got to be careful who we worship. Lincoln did some very bad things. Trump is doing some very bad things. I would applaud him for opening the country, but I think we're seeing good cop, bad cop. Trump's the good cop saying we're going to be open, we're going looking good. I want to come down on these governors if they don't get open and this and that. And meanwhile, he's letting them governors do whatever they want to do. He should have his civil rights division of the Justice Department protecting the rights of the people. It doesn't matter what state you're in. The governor is not a totalitarian king. He can't tell us what to do. He's, by the way, he's the CEO of a corporation called the State of New York, not New York State anymore. Ever since 1925, look it up, the Act to Reorganize Government in the State of New York, 1925. And at that time, we hit a fork in the road, and the lawful government that was established and was operating lawfully incorporated itself and became a business, operating under the moniker and under the seal and under the name the State of New York, but in no way serving the people in a constitutional manner, which is what any and all governments in this republic are delegated to do. So they abrogated their governmental office right there. They established a parallel executive branch where the executive assumed the powers of the governorship but acted as a CEO of a corporation that has foreign interests. Therefore, he's a foreign agent. So you're taking orders from a McDonald's CEO. French company. Basically, you're taking orders from the CEO of Mitsubishi with a gun, a lot of state police backing him up. That's really, practically speaking, that's really all it is. He's a private corporate officer operating as a chief executive, but exercising absolute totalitarian powers as if he was the Führer, the chancellor, the dictator, the chairman of the party. I mean, no, the emir, as they have over in the Middle East. There's no voting, there's no open media, the open free discussion. That's why people value this free forum of discussion and blogging, and give us your input as well. You can reach us at courtroomwatch@gmail.com and follow us in what we do over at our multiple platforms, Courtroom Watch, Single Parents, Helping Single Parents, and of course where we're blogging right here tonight, which is the Anti-Deep State Party. And I want to thank you all for joining the push for freedom. Freedom trumps public safety every time. The job of government is not to keep you safe. The job of government is to secure the liberty and protect the liberty and the property of the people. It's not to be our daddy, mommy, godfather, armed security detail. It's ridiculous to expect that. The courts have even ruled. Their own courts have ruled that the government's not liable or cannot be expected to keep anybody safe or secure. It's an impossibility. What are they going to do? Put you in a castle and station a bunch of squad cars outside your house 24/7? It doesn't work that way. The police, the law enforcement can only respond. They can never protect. That whole thing with protect and serve is BS. It's respond and clean up the mess. Okay, and now when there's a real mess to clean up and a real response, and occasionally there is some crime, but if you ended the drug war tomorrow, you'd see all this crime disappear, and that's just what the police and the courts don't want. That's why the drug war is their best friend. They're not looking to end it. They're looking to perpetuate it and fill the prisons based upon it. But that's why the system is completely corrupt. It needs to be criticized. It needs to be removed and replaced with what was, which is a common law constitutional Article III court. That's an actual lawful court based on common law statutes, and take all this admiralty, maritime law, uniform commercial code, UCC law courts, and go back to wherever you came from. So those are the concepts we have to remember. The government cannot keep you safe and should not be expected to keep you safe. If they offer to keep you safe, you're walking right into a trap. You're going to walk into the biggest nightmare of your life if you run into the loving arms, and I say that sarcastically, of a government saying, we can keep you safe. Our job is to keep everybody safe. Stay safe. Everybody be safe. I'm going to throw up if I hear somebody else tell me to stay safe. I don't want to be safe. I want to be free. President Eisenhower had it right. He said, if you want total safety, go to prison. There you'll have food, clothing, medical attention. The only thing lacking will be freedom. With that, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer signing off. Stay with us, and please repost, reblast, retweet. Get this to everybody you can. Text it out. Text the link. If you want to start up your own website, embed our stuff in yours, and you can feel free to use it. If you're making a profit, please send us a donation. All right, thanks, y'all, and hang in there. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We'll talk to you soon.